Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Today, we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Talking with Steve Thompson, of course, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, just back from Austin and the 2020 AFBF convention. Policy session was an all-day affair, Steve. I know they covered a lot of ground. What out of that session, what kind of sticks out in your mind as far as the policy that was set by the delegates at the national level?
Ron, I think the takeaway that I took from that was just how tough things are around the country for ag producers and Farm Bureau members. Whether you be a dairy producer, of course, in the upper Midwest, but also if you're a dairy producer in the southeastern states. We know here more at home about grain and livestock and how difficult some of the commodity markets have been, but nobody seems to be much immune from that, and how fortunate we are to have some of the MFP payments we've had to try to keep going another year, another crop in the ground. But also, despite that trouble is how excited they are about some of the trade deals and working on the policy to support, you know, the president and the administration in those strong stances he's taken with other countries, and how we want to keep trying to hold China and other countries' feet to the fire on some of these deals. And so talking about the struggles in raw commodities and food production, how tough things are in all 50 states, but how optimistic they are and how that impacts what we do, whether we're talking about synthetic foods and competition in the marketplace, or whether we talk about labeling laws and just trade both in North America and all over the world.
Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency has again said Roundup ingredient glyphosate is safe to use. Could clear the way for a 15-year reauthorization. And, of course, this latest word from EPA released yesterday comes as Bayer is in talks to settle thousands of cancer lawsuits that have been brought, drummed up by trial lawyers against the product. In the interim decision on glyphosate released to the public yesterday, the Environmental Protection Agency concludes there are no risk of concern to human health when glyphosate is used according to the label, and that it is not a carcinogen. Something that, of course, the folks over in Europe had kind of insinuated. In fact, they flat out said that it possibly was. And that's where a lot of these lawsuits have come, and a lot of dollars changing hands, it looks like, because of that statement over in Europe versus what the EPA saying about glyphosate. Later today, USDA releasing their latest cattle inventory report of prime interest, the size of the U.S. beef cow herd as of the 1st of January. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.